We've got a couple of minutes left, Tommy. What questions have I not asked you, or what do you think people need to know about Tai Chi? So go for it. What else did we not cover that would be interesting?
Dance monkey.
Yeah, perform for us.
Yeah. I think it's important for, generally speaking, for people to start to see a difference between regular exercise and what I call healing exercise, what we call healing exercise. That there are exercises you can do that boost your immune system, that keep you mobile, that do amazing things for you. I mean, people talk about, weight loss makes you look better. Mm-hmm. But also, when you have nice posture, that looks good too.
Well, that's the truth.
You know, when you stand tall, when you have nice posture, it looks really nice. And when you move gracefully, so you practice Tai Chi or Qigong, and then you're able to walk more softly and move more gracefully, that's pretty too.
Yep. Good point.
So I just hope that in the future, people start moving away from exercising for what it looks like, and they start exercising for mobility and for health.
Oh, I think that's absolutely right. I agree 100%. This has been fascinating, Tommy. I learned a lot more about Tai Chi, and I also learned about my own way of thinking and how it's time for a change, especially as I age, it's time for a change. So thank you very much for being with me.
You're welcome.
And I just want to remind everybody, go to glendathegoodnurse.com, and there will be links to Tommy's website, and you have a YouTube site too. So we'll put all Tommy's links on there. And you can go to also reverse breathing. .com was it?
No, healing exercise.
Healing exercise.
.org.
.org. Thank you all for listening. We'll be back next week with another fascinating guest as we explore ways of wellness with Glenda the Good Nurse. Thanks.